Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. Looking forward to talking to you guys today about something that is a little bit different, but it has a lot to do with being in this brand new year. So here we are. Welcome to 2021. It's going to be a phenomenal year. Hopefully nowhere near the amount of setbacks as 2020. But one of the things that I learned in 2020 is sometimes you just have to dance to the music that's playing. You know how sometimes you get on a radio station and you're listening to the music and it's just like, God, this stuff is just not what I like. Or you're trying to work out and all of a sudden a song comes in and it's not the song you want to work out to. It doesn't have the right pace. One of the things that I have learned in long distance running is that your run isn't always going to go the way that you want it to go. And this, to me, is the way to look at what 2020 was. 2020 was that type of year where, for the majority of people, it didn't quite go as planned. At the beginning of the year in 2020, everybody had all these dreams. And I know in the running community, we had all these races that we were going to go do, and it was going to be awesome. And then COVID happened and everything changed. One of the things that I learned, though, is just like long distance running, sometimes you just got to dance to the music that's playing. 30 miles into a 50-mile race, in your head, you know that, okay, the next aid station, I'm going to change to my lighter shoes so that I can get a kick to the finish line. And you see the aid station up there, and you can picture those lovely shoes lying in your drop bag. And you pull into the aid station, and they hand you your drop bag, and you realize, I left my shoes at the front door. You don't just crumble into a ball right there and quit. You have to adapt and you have to finish the race. Or another example is you check the weather 10 times before you left the house and everything looks beautiful. You get in the middle of the run and all of a sudden the sky lets loose and now you're soaked. Well, you can't just quit right there in the middle of the run. You can't say, this isn't the music that I wanted this run to play to. I didn't want there to be rain. You adapt. You would change. And you dance to the music that's playing. This is a good example. This has happened to me in 2020. So I had this 24-hour race, 3.75-mile loop, and I was really looking forward to it. I was gunning for 100 miles. I was like, I know in this controlled environment, running this 3.75-mile loop, man, I'm going to be able to kick out 100 miles. No problem. The week before the race, we get this email, and it says, no family, no friends, no pacers. Well, that wasn't the music that I wanted to play. My wife was going to hang out in our converted minivan. She was going to walk a couple loops and cheer me on. I had a friend who was going to come over and pace me through the night for a couple hours. That didn't happen. I had to adapt. I couldn't just say, no way, I'm not going, throw in the towel. I had to adapt and I had to figure out how to run the race. I didn't get 100 miles. I got 73. Which was still a pretty darn good race. Well, there's three things that you're going to need to learn how to do in order to dance to the music that's playing. Number one is you need to learn how to settle into the pace of the day. Number two is you got to learn how to be your biggest cheerleader. And number three, you've got to learn how to encourage others on the course. Settle into the pace of the day. One of my biggest challenges of running a race is I get to the start line, I'm all excited, and that doesn't matter if I'm going 10 or if I'm going 50 or if I'm going 100. I have this bad habit. I take off like a rabbit and I am just out sprinting, having fun. It's a race, everything's going great. And all of a sudden it dawns on me, I am going way too fast. And now you're trying to figure out how to pull back in and settle into the pace of the day, dance to the music that is playing, and what you're going to find is you're going to be more at peace because you're not trying to force your way all the time. Number two, learn how to be your biggest cheerleader. I've been listening to a lot of runners talking about all the changes in races since COVID-19 and how, you know, it just stinks that there's nobody out on the course and they look forward to the people that are cheering you. And now all of a sudden we're running all these virtual races and there's nobody out there cheering you along the race. Well, the only way you're going to get through that is you got to learn how to be your biggest cheerleader. We're always looking for somebody to come in and brighten our day. We're looking for somebody else to come in and tell us it's all going to be okay. When you learn how to be your biggest cheerleader, when you learn how to mentally tell yourself, you know what, it's going to be okay. Everything's not going like I thought. The music that's playing isn't quite the music I like to dance to. But you know what? It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this stretch and everything is going to turn out okay. Now, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. Being a back of the pack runner, you learn that sometimes you go out in a race and you may not see anybody for hours. The fast runners, they're always going to see people because, you know, they're always going to get to the aid stations and all the good food's still going to be there. Back of the pack runners, none of that stuff. Well, I was talking to one of my friends and he's one of those fast runners who's always at the front of the pack. And he doesn't know what it's like to be a back of the pack runner. He doesn't realize that, you know, when you finish the JFK 50, there's not this wall of people cheering you as you come across like there were when Hayden Hawks finished. When I finished, there were people along the side and they were mainly telling me to pull my mask up before I got to the finish line. There were a couple cowbells and that was kind of cool, but I feel bad for fast runners because they don't get to realize what it's like to be at the back of the pack and to be lonely and to be sitting there going, come on, Mike, you can finish this. Come on, Mike, you can do this. Come on, Mike, just go a little harder. Just push a little bit more. And you learn from being a back of the pack that you become your biggest cheerleaders as you're dancing to the music that's playing. So the last thing is to encourage others along the course. One of my joys in life is that when I'm out there and I'm just in my zone and I'm just dancing to whatever music that's playing that day, I find that I am more able to encourage others that are out there running the race too. And this doesn't matter if it's literally running a race or whether I'm running this race called life. When I have adapted and I have learned to dance to the music that's playing, I'm able to encourage others. One of the things that happened, we were running an ultra race, three of us. We were running together, training together. All three of us ended up not making the time cutoffs. Well, the next race, we're running this mountain race, and my race didn't start well from the very beginning. My wife and I had camped out. I had had car problems the week before the race. It ended up they had to give me a loaner car to go up to the race. Middle of the night, all of a sudden the alarm goes off on. I didn't know how to shut it off, of course. It was just a sleepless night, which is not the way you want to go into a 32-mile mountain race. We get about probably 6 miles into the run, and we've just done this tremendous climb, and my race is just not going well. But I was just like, okay, no big deal. And up the hill comes a friend, and she's struggling. And something inside me said, you know what, dance to the music that's playing. I just said, you know what, I'm going to settle in with her and we're just going to get her to her first ultra marathon finish because she had not had one before. My whole rest of the day was just being this incredible encourager and helping her get across the finish line. That is an example of encouraging others along the course. Your dance music may not be the dance music you want to be playing right then. Your day may not be going the way that you want your day to go right then. You may be having an awful, awful, awful time. But you know what? When you settle in and you dance to the music that's playing, when you settle in to the pace of that day, when you set aside everything about yourself, and you learn that, hey, I'm my biggest cheerleader. I'm going to finish. I know I'm going to finish. Nothing's going right, but I'm going to finish this race, whether it's an actual race or whether it's the race of life. When you learn how to do that, what happens is now you can encourage others along the path. These are the things that help you not only become a better runner, but a better person. I remember when I first began trail running, I was living in Boulder, Colorado, and I was running up this trail outside the Flatirons, and I was very tentative. I didn't really know how to run trails, and I'm an older guy, and I'm kind of big at this time, and I hear somebody running up behind me, and it was this younger guy, and he is just, I mean, he's just zipping up the trail, and I'm just like going, man, wouldn't it be nice to be a mountain goat? And all of a sudden, this guy slows down, and he starts to run at my pace. So basically, he's walking now. It seemed longer, but it was probably not even an entire mile. This guy walked with me, and he talked with me about how to trail run and how to move my feet and how to position myself and how it's different than road running because your ankles are always rolling and how to strengthen the ankles. And he's given me all these tips. Then he zips off, and you know, he probably went and did another 30, 40 miles that day. But it was amazing because the whole way up the mountain, as I was going up the back of the Flatirons, I'm thinking, wow, that was incredible that this guy took the time out of his day to encourage an old kind of chubby guy about trail running. I got down to the parking lot, and I'm thinking, I really know who this guy was. And I looked up, and all of a sudden I realized it's Anton Krupica, who is one of the best ultra runners of all time. And I realized, okay, here's a guy who's learned how to dance to the music that's playing. So he's able to, no matter what the pace, he just settles into it. He's able to be his biggest cheerleader. And then he did the thing that was just amazing. He encouraged me to keep on running. So here's what I want you to get out of this thing. If you stop trying to plan everything out and dictate the flow, you'll find yourself dancing to the music that's playing instead of complaining because the music isn't what you like. So my challenge to you this week is, I challenge you to, when you hear a song that's not the song that you want playing, when you begin to realize that your day isn't going the way you want your day to go, if you're a runner and you're out running and your pace stinks, you're a minute off your pace, I dare you to settle and begin to dance to the music that's playing instead of getting upset and angry because the music that's playing isn't the music you want to play. Dance to the music that is playing, and you are going to discover some of the greatest joys that you could ever have in this life. Dancing to the music that is playing is what living an ultra life is all about. Thank you for joining me once again on Living an Ultra Life. I really appreciate your listening. If you enjoyed what we're talking about, share this with your social media. We'd love to have some other people pick us up and start listening to us. Thank you so much for listening to Living an Ultra Life.